So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm your host, Jill Gilbert, digital health leader and entrepreneur. I'm a self-proclaimed product junkie as well as an overly obsessed fan of anti-aging breakthroughs and cutting-edge health solutions. And I'm going to help you tackle the challenging and oh-so-extraordinary next years of your lives. Now let's dive into the latest episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. I'm curious. Do you find yourself putting off all the big plan ideas you want to do in life? Are there things you've always wanted to do but have yet to take those first steps in planning? Are you scared, maybe? Or do you just not know where to begin? Or maybe you just think it's too far-fetched of an idea. Well, what's holding you back from achieving your next big thing? And no, I do not mean your next big thing has to be some major accomplishment like winning the Pulitzer Prize or winning the gold Olympic medal, but just starting something new or taking the intentional steps to experience something you've long dreamed of. Well, it's time to pull that Band-Aid off and stop dreaming and start doing. My guest today is going to help you get there. Bevan Farron is the founder and CEO of Collaborate Work. She supports small businesses and entrepreneurs with strategies to scale their revenue to six and seven figures. But Bevan is here today on a different mission, something much more personal. In 2019, she experienced a tragedy that was her catalyst in starting Take the Damn Trip movement. And today, Bevan is going to give us all the insight, framework, and encouragement we need to do the next big thing. Ready to dive in? Let's do it. Today, I'm joined by Bevan Farron, founder and CEO of Collaborate Work and creator of the Take the Damn Trip movement. Congratulations, Bevan. I know you just wrapped up the Take the Damn Trip Summit, and I really want to hear more about that before we wrap up our conversation. But first, I really want to hear about you and what this movement and how it got started.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm so excited to talk to you and your listeners. I got laid off three times. And after the third time that I got laid off, I started collaborate.work to work with clients who didn't need a full-time CEO, didn't need a full-time brand director, but wanted somebody to help them implement strategy and launch execution. And that was in May of 2019. Around that time, actually 2 weeks before I got laid off, my husband told me that we were going to France for my 40th birthday. And he had planned this trip. He told me on Mother's Day, he planned this trip. It was going to be the first time we were away from our two kids, who were going to be 10 months and 2.5 at the time that we went. And he gave me enough time because my birthday was in November. He's like, I want to give us enough time that we can plan. We can figure out who's going to stay with the kids. I can pump enough milk for my son because I was still nursing at the time. So we put this all in place. And for all intents and purposes, it seemed so crazy. We were going to Bordeaux. So we were going to be in the planes as long as we were going to be on the ground because we were only in France for about 39 hours. So,
oh my God.
Right before we left, I know. I asked myself, wouldn't it be smarter to go to like Paris where it's a direct flight? And he said, Paris is a cop out. It's like, that has never been said in the history of the world and never will be again. But he wanted us to go someplace neither of us had been where we could explore it together for the first time. And he thought, okay, it's the first time we're going to be away from both kids and both kids are going to be away from us. So we didn't want to go for a week. So it was like, but even the day before we went, I said, oh my gosh, is this crazy? Are we just insane to go on this trip? But we went and it was amazing. We had the best time. There was one point where he even said, I'm so glad that I feel like I'm getting to know you again. I'm getting to know the real you. And we got to reconnect who we were before we were parents. And we flew back home. So we had my birthday in Bordeaux, flew back home. It was the week before Thanksgiving. So Mark had taken the whole week off work. And we did stuff around the house. We took our daughter to our first movie theater show. We prepped for Thanksgiving, which was always our favorite holiday. Spent Thanksgiving with our friends and our family. And then the day after Thanksgiving, he didn't wake up. He passed away in the night. We had no idea that he was sick.
Wow.
One of his arteries was 95% blocked. The other was 50% blocked. He was 40, like weighed the same he did in high school. We had no idea he was sick.
Wow.
And I obviously, my world was just flipped upside down. And I posted something a few weeks later on Facebook saying, you know, I hadn't posted about my birthday and this was why, and explained about the trip. And at the end, I said, whenever you're faced with a choice, just take the damn trip. Because thank God we had, right? Thank God we had this time where it was his perfect last week. We got to spend time together exploring something new, being together, being with our family and friends, and connecting. And that resonated with me. And I didn't know why. I was like, that phrase is just sticking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 9 or 10 months later, the restaurant where Mark and I met was closing. And we used to go there every year on our anniversary of when we met. We would wear the same clothes. We would sit in the same seats. We would take a selfie in front of the sign. It was so cheesy. We took our kids with us. Like, the bartenders knew us. They'd always say, has it been one more year? It was wonderful. And so when that was closing, I just mentioned to my social media people, I was like, does anyone know the owner? Because I'd really like to get the sign. It blew up. And
awesome.
Rallied behind it. It like got shared like 50 times. I was interviewed on NBC, like thousands of people were watching each time I went live, and people wanted to start a GoFundMe. And I was like, no, you guys, this is not the time. Like, I lost my house burned down. I lost my husband. Like, I've had a lot of things where people have helped me. This is a sign. They felt the meaning, and that plays so much into it. So I started, I built the Take the Damn Trip website that night, and I started pre-selling these t-shirts that said, we're not promised tomorrow, # take the damn trip. And it has just become this movement. And when I thought back to all of the things in my life that I've overcome or that I've created, like I mentioned, I lost my house in a house fire. My dad passed away from cancer when I was 24. Both of my kiddos are IVF babies. I lost my husband. But then also all the amazing things that I've done, created a very successful multi-six-figure business, have raised these kiddos. Now I'm a solo parent. I thought, what is it that I do differently? Not better, but differently. And I came up with this framework around the word damn. So when I say take the damn trip, the damn actually means something. And it's decide and declare, attend your own party, meaningful moments, and now is the time. And as I looked back and realized that I had applied those mindsets to what I do in my life, that's where the power of creativity and agency and inspiration comes from. And that's what the Take the Damn Trip movement has become.
Well, I love the idea, because we put off so much, and we often wait for the right time or the when is the perfect time to do something, right? When's the perfect time? There we go. When's the perfect time to, you know, buy a new home or move
start a business.
A business or get our hair done or whatever it is. But I love the idea of the trips, because that's something that is something that we don't all sort of embrace enough, is the importance of it. And it doesn't always have to be this grandiose thing.
Well, and it's not necessarily about travel. And what I've come to, because people will say that, they're like, especially right now, we're in the middle of COVID, it's really hard to travel. And so I said, well, your trip doesn't have to be a trip. And so what I've now turned the trip into is four questions that help you clarify what's that big, bold, crazy idea you want to bring into the world.
Excellent. And so the question, let's start with number one. So the idea behind these questions is that these are the sort of the deciding, the way you decide to take it or not take it, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with number one.
Okay, so the T. So the thing about me is I like things to be acronyms or super easy to remember. So that's why this works with TRIP. So T is it your top priority, or are you willing to make it your top priority? I'm sure you've heard we can have everything we want, just not all at once. So when we were thinking about getting pregnant with Guinevere, my daughter, I was also working for a company I really enjoyed working for. I was in theater, so I was auditioning for things. And I said to my mom, well, what happens if the weekend my show opens is the weekend I have to go to the office and get pregnant? I was like, that's gonna be hard. She goes, well, maybe you just need to put IVF off for a couple of months. And I said, nope, because my top priority is my family.
Yeah.
And so you have to choose what is your top priority for now. It can change, but what is it? Are you willing to make it your top priority? Because once you know your yes, your no's becomes so much easier. So when you know what your yes is, whether that is moving or starting a family or starting a business or getting a promotion or whatever it is, then when you are faced with a decision, does it support that top priority or does it not?
So would you say that when you were making the decision around taking a vacation, a trip together, mm-hmm. that it was really yeah. about the relationship as your top priority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't about the trip necessarily, because
right.
trips aren't
that was amazing.
Priority. Yeah, of course
right, it was amazing. And of course there's things about, I mean, because if a trip was my top priority, do you really think I would have only gone for 39 hours?
Seriously.
But reconnecting with my husband and also celebrating the fact that he had wanted that. He wanted to create that experience for my birthday and for us. So that was the top priority, was my relationship mm-hmm. with him and with our family.
That's great.
So then the second question is, are you willing to resource it? And what I mean by that is, are you willing to dedicate time, energy, money, focus, whatever your resources are, to bringing it to life? Mm-hmm. Because people will say that, oh, well, I want a new job, but I just can't find it. I'm like, well, how much time are you dedicating to that? How much of your energy are you really dedicating to it? Because I can look at your life and figure out where your top priorities are based on where you're spending your time and putting your focus and where you're spending your money.
Yep.
And so then the I is it inspiring to you? Does it excite you? Is it something that you're moving towards as opposed to something you're trying to get away from? So I always say it's a lot easier to want to live in Italy than to not want to live in Detroit. So is it something that you are moving towards as opposed to trying to get away from? And you can reframe anything in your life. If you're like, I want to be the healthiest I've ever been, it's a lot easier to say, I want to, you know, be in the best shape of my life as opposed to I need to lose these 10 pounds.
Right. So it's a reframe.
Yeah.
Which is your mindset, right? Is like yeah. reframing the way you think about things and want to win.
Well, and it's also our brains can't process a negative without thinking about it first. And mm-hmm. so it's neuro-linguistic programming where if I said, you know, don't think about a purple elephant, you have to think about it first and then not think about it. And so if right. instead I said, think about a bright orange gorilla, you're going to think about the bright orange gorilla. You're not going to think about a purple elephant. So it's reframing what you want in your life in something you're moving towards and creating.
I love that. That's actually powerful for almost everything. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been in like struggling to lose weight and these sorts of things in my life.
Yeah.
I used to say, you know, look in the mirror and wonder, you know, who is that person? But it wasn't my motivation. It didn't right. motivate me. I just didn't identify with her anymore, but visually, yeah. Right. physically. But when I was able to start imagining, and even looking back mm-hmm. at old pictures, imagining what she looks like, and I could look like, all of yeah. a sudden, it was like kind of a breath of fresh air, almost. It was yeah. like a relief of not just beating up what I was facing.
Right. Well, and I will encourage people not only to find your yes, but find your why, because mm-hmm. there's reasons. And don't censor your why. If we're talking about weight, right? Some of it is, I want to be able to run around with my kids. I want to look good when I feel in the mirror. And some of it's like, I want to look good in my clothes. I want people to think I look good. And those are valid too. Sometimes we're like, oh, I shouldn't do that. One of my clients years ago was like, is it bad that I want to be a beautiful bride on my wedding day? And I was like, no, you can be the hottest woman ever. And it's not bad to say that. So whatever your why is, and when you get, this is the great part about the inspiring part, is get really specific about your why and pile it on all the reasons you want it. Then it becomes so much more tangible. So my newest trip, which I'll say, well, let's do the P and then I'll tell you my newest trick.
Yeah,
so
So,
and then the P is it personal? Is it your goal? Because we spend way too much time in our lives chasing after goals that other people have imposed on us. So is it what you want to bring to your life? Because then again, I'm willing to go to the mat for things that I really want. But if it's something somebody else has imposed on me, it's really easy to knock me off course. I'm like, I don't really want it. So those are the four questions. Is it your top priority? Will you resource it? Is it inspiring? And is it personal?
I love it. And before you get into your trip, are there, after doing this for a long time, I imagine there are quite a few, you know, mindset blocks that get in our ways. I sort of named one of them. And you've named a couple, but what are the best ways to overcome these? I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's a bunch, but I think the two that stick out the most. So the A of the DAMN framework is attend your own party. And that's about really staying present in the moment, like being where you are. And that is a real, so I'm trained in what are called the three principles, which is mind, thought, and consciousness. And the thought part of it is that we are all creating our experience of life through our thoughts and through the filters that we bring to these experiences. And when we know that, then we're like, well, my thoughts can change in an instant. So this situation could change. The way I view it could change. And then it seems, things seem a little less serious, a little less painful, because when we have a high level of consciousness, we're aware of that. We're aware, this is just my thinking about it, as opposed to feeling like a victim of it. And so that's one of the things, is just recognizing that we are creating our experience through our thoughts is a really powerful mindset shift in and of itself. Because then we can start to question it. Like if you think, if you're a parent and you're like, oh my God, I'm the worst parent in the world. I just yelled at my daughter. And it's like, really?
Are you the worst parent
in the world?
Yeah, our words are quite powerful, right?
Right. And we're prisoner to them so often. So that's a really powerful one, because when we realize that and when we stay present in the moment, we realize we can change course. We can.
Yeah.
I've gotten really comfortable with the phrase, like, seemed like a good idea at the time. I'm going to pursue this until it no longer makes sense to do so. And then seemed like a good idea at the time. I've become very comfortable with those phrases.
I love it. Yeah. You just remind me of the power of thought and the power of words. My son, 6 years old, came back to show me, he's in virtual learning, came back to show me one of his math problems that he had to write out for class. And I said, I am so proud of you, Brody. And he looks at me, he goes, I'm proud of me too.
Yeah.
And I just thought,
keep that.
Why?
Hold that, Brody.
why we are not all feeling that way when we accomplish things. Like, I am so proud of myself. Like, I think people thought it was in bad taste and in bad form, bad etiquette. And it's too bad, because it's something that, I'm not saying that we walk around all day saying, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me. But to feel pride and to be able to voice it is absolutely acceptable.
You know, two things. One, I think when you and I had a conversation before and Brody came in and you were like, Brody, you're my favorite person. And he said, I'm my favorite person too. And we both stopped and we're like, yes, Brody. Yes. Like, yeah, all of that. That's amazing.
It is amazing. And I think I remembered hearing people say like, oh, that's not, you know, that's not a good thing to do in public, and you can feel that way, but don't, you know, don't talk about it. And yeah, I think etiquette and I think like social norms have gotten in the way of us taking pride.
Yeah, that's so sad, isn't it? I mean, the summit that I just did, I interviewed Paula Rizzo, who has a book called Listful Thinking. And we talked about one of the lists I think everybody should make is a list of what we've done well. Because when we're feeling really stuck, and like, I can't do anything right, just look back at everything you've done. And I mean, because we have done we've done amazing things, first of all, and we've done hard things. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves that we can do hard things. And so when you're feeling like, I just can't do anything, think about, you know, did you graduate from college? Did you have a successful relationship, a successful marriage? Do you have a child? Have you had a child with somebody or on your own? Whatever it is, did your child make it to their first birthday? Like, that's a big deal. but knowing what we've done and acknowledging that.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. I'm curious, do you find that people think they are too old for something to do? Like, I'm too old for that. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's like, I'm too old. I'm too young. It's not the right time. And I don't know where that comes from, except maybe part of it is, I don't know. But the other mindset that I find the most powerful is the difference between permission and support. And I do think that kind of plays into this, because a lot of times when we want to put our big idea in, bring it to life, we talk to people about it in a way where we're sort of asking for their permission to do it. We're like, I really want to do this thing. What do you think? Should I do it? And that is asking for unconscious permission. Mm. And the problem with that is the person you're asking tries it on for size for themselves.
For themselves.
And if they're not comfortable with it, they don't feel comfortable giving you that quote unquote permission. They want to keep you safe. They don't want you to get hurt. They don't want you to fail. And they don't want to feel any responsibility if you fail. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's part of it when it's like, oh, am I too old to do this? And somebody else thinks, oh, man, is 50 too old to do that? Is 45, whatever age it is. So instead, if there's something you want to do and you're asking for support, there's a different energy. It's, hey, I'm going to do this thing. I would love your support.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to give it to me, I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, that is good.
their gift, quote unquote, their decision of whether or not to give you their support or not is not going to impact your decision about whether you're going to proceed or not. And that's a different energy.
Yeah. I love that because we are capable of going after what we want.
Yeah.
There may be stumbles, there may be challenges, there may be successes, there may be, you know.
There will be all of those
will
things.
Be successes and not
there
successes.
Will be, all of it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like that's life, right? Like, can you imagine sailing through life with nothing, having gone astray or not having taken a risk? So I mean, I used to get this kind of jumping back into my previous life in the film industry. One of the things we did was we went out and pitched movie concepts, right? Or if we had a script. And so the company I was with, I would go in and meet with the studio executives and, you know, mention the projects that we had going on. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to lay it on the line. This is what we have going on. And hopefully, you know, one will stick. And I remember there were some people that were like, I wouldn't go with that idea. I would go with something else. Like if we were planning it, and I would say it in the room because it was a passion of mine.
Yeah.
And that's when they bought. And it was like, there was nothing wrong. There was all the people saying, don't.
Yeah.
There was a lot of don't.
Yeah.
And you won't make any traction. I mean, it's kind of like the age old story of like the CEOs that have been extremely successful. How many people said no before they got a yes?
Well, because that they're defining what is their yes, what is their top priority, right? Okay. So if in that same situation, your top priority was getting a movie made by a certain studio, then you would be concerned about getting the right movie for that studio.
Right.
But if instead your top priority is getting this movie made, then a no from a certain studio doesn't matter.
Right.
That detail is less important, but it's like, what is your top priority? What is the yes of it? Because some of the details are going to look different than when you first imagine it. They're going to. We live in a world with other people, so we can't control everything. But when you're like, okay, so what I want to create is this, like Mark and I built this home together. We wanted our dream home and we actually wanted it to be on water. And the first piece of property we found had this glorified drainage ditch in the back that I was like, when it rained a lot, was kind of a creek. I was like, yeah, that's totally water. Uh-huh. We got it. Well, he just had that loan was not easily coming through. And he happened to be out driving and he found this piece of property. It was wooded. So you didn't know, but it's on the river. And we live in central Ohio. So there's not a lot of waterfront property, but he found this. And so I now live in 2 acres with the river as my backyard. Oh, and it was like the dream home. We weren't attached to a certain piece of property on it, but we wanted to build a home together that was our forever home. So we were able to literally in our minds, pick that house up off the drainage ditch and put it on the beautiful river. And
I love it.
Pivot that way.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The discussion around mindset has been, I don't want to say it's all too common, but it is probably one of the most important discussions that, that everyone should have, but women especially, because there's been all these sort of social, assumptions and social, you know, guidelines that we're supposed to follow. And, I think the discussion's so important. I'm really excited. I have a guest coming up where we're only focusing on mindset, but I love it in what you're doing, which is about doing important things for yourself and not letting things hold you back. But really assessing it, because can you imagine if you got like 8 big things you want to do? Like I want to, you know, live on a river that also, I don't know, has a heliport and whatever.
Right, a river, but also the mountains
and a beach nearby.
Right. Like, well, I used to be in real estate in Chicago and I was like, look, there, you can have, I would tell people then there were like 4 things, like location, price, amenities, and size, right? And it was like, if there was a 6,000 square foot condo on a high rise overlooking the river with the doorman, blah, 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 for $400 a month, I would live there. I'm not that nice. So you've got to figure out like, what is the real essence of it? Yeah. And I think when you asked about age, when it's like, am I too old to do this? I think the question I would ask is, says who?
Yeah.
Because like, let's just question the thought, right? That's the first step.
I think you're right. I mean, there's a lot of age limitations I was talking about not growing your hair too long after a certain age. You got to go short. And for so many years, I was like, I better enjoy my long hair because that has to go away when I get older. I'm like, I don't know when older is, but I actually don't know where that came from, but other people have heard it too. Like it's this weird,
It's so funny because I have short hair and I have had short hair for a long time. And I think there are some people that think I cut my hair when I had kids. And I'm like, no, I just have short hair.
I just like short hair. Yeah.
So there's part of me that's like, do I need to grow my hair out in rebellion? But again, exactly. It's like, says who? Who says that? And is that whoever this ethereal unknown person is? Is that person important enough for me to weigh their opinion in what I want to do?
I mean, this is a really powerful discussion because I think there are underlying things that we live with and we walk through our lives with these underlying, I keep wanting to call them norms, like,
these rules that we think
rules apply to us. And things that, you know, are barriers as well, that I think women, and especially as we, you know, get up in the years, we've assigned these rules to ourselves, and other people have as well, but we've inherited them ourselves. Like, we believe them too, because it's just what we've been taught. And so I love the work you're doing. And speaking of which, so you just had a summit. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So what I did is I brought in, there were 15 of us total, so 14 other speakers, and I just interviewed them about their take the damn trip moment. What was the crazy thing that they did that made all the difference in their life, whether it was starting a business or selling everything and moving from Alaska to Florida. It's one of the women. Or, you know, just what is it? One woman quit her job as an attorney. So what is the thing that it seemed crazy to everybody else, but they did it and it made a huge difference in their lives. And that's where I actually announced my new big trip, which is that I've always been very public about the fact that my kiddos are IVF babies. Mark had lupus. He had chemotherapy when he was younger. We knew, like, I think on like our third date, he was like, by the way, we might have to have fertility help. And so I've always been very open about it because I think that that's a situation that is so draining physically, emotionally, financially, and people going through it, women in particular, but people going through it don't have the support that they need to ask the questions or to just not feel isolated and alone. And so I've always just been really open about it because I want people to have that space to talk about it.
Right.
Well, when Mark passed away, we were 60 days away from starting the process for our third kid, because I've always felt like I should be the mama of three. And so when he passed away, I felt like that was a dream that had also been taken away from me. And honestly, I didn't think it was fair. I didn't think that it was fair that I had to give that up too. And so I decided to move forward with IVF on my own and with the embryos that we had frozen. And so I am now.
What a blessing that you had those.
I know. And I know that that's a unique situation that not everybody is in. I feel like there's so much negative to the IVF process. I'm like, that's the thing that is the positive. I'm okay with it.
I think it's awesome that science has allowed us to be able to do this.
Yeah. So I'm 16 weeks pregnant with my second daughter. So I'm having a little girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My daughter, Guinevere, is over the moon to get a little sister. But because it was very important to me to have a third kid, and also, if possible, to have a third kid that was genetically Mark's and mine. But I went through the same process, the same four questions, like, am I willing to make it my top priority? Am I willing to resource it? Is it inspiring? Is it my goal? Is it personal? And then I also used the four mindsets of the DAMN framework. I decided it and I declared it, and I declared it to a very small group first, because not everyone is jazzed about this decision. Not everyone is supportive. And I had to remind myself that I'm a grown-up and I don't need their permission slip to follow my dream.
Right.
So, and I did attend your own party. I stayed very present in the moment. I even told my doctor that I'm like, look, I give myself permission to change my mind literally up until the moment you implant that embryo. So just know I'm telling you that because I don't want you to worry about whether I'm okay with this or not. Like, I'm on board. And if at any point I'm not, I'll let you know. And then I, meaningful moments is like, this to me is my family. I remember when we first met with our doctor before we had Guinevere, we had done a round of IVF. I had a miscarriage and we were doing another round where we were going to get as many eggs as possible. And my doctor was like, are you sure? You know, do we want to just try again, just trying to get a few? And I said, look, I'm planning my family here. And he said,
yeah, why wouldn't you?
Right. And he was like, I said, I'm planning for my family. And so that was like, to me, it was meaning there. And then the now is the time. I thought about it and I said, there's never going to be a day when this isn't a crazy idea. When I'm like, oh, now that I'm 46, this is not crazy. So I said, I'm going to do it now. When I'm now 41, I started it when I was 40. I'm 41 now. My son's still in diapers. So they're still going to be like close in age. I'm not like starting over with a newborn. It felt like the right time. And I was like, I'm going to do it now because who knows what's going to happen.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think it's an incredible choice. It's a hard choice, but it's an incredible choice. And that doesn't make it wrong.
I don't know what our obsession is with things not being hard.
Yeah.
Like some things are just hard. It's okay. It's okay that there's hard things. We can do them.
Yeah. I remember my parents saying once that when I was talking about having a child on my own, yeah. Are you sure you want to change all this in your life and all the things? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. It's time like to shake it up. Like, yeah. Why not? Like, you're right. Yeah. I have a routine and all of these things are working, but why not?
Well, something like kids, because I don't think kids are for everyone. I do think there are people who, when asked that question, would say, no, I don't want to change everything.
Oh, totally.
I don't want to give up vacations and brewery tours and all, like, they don't want to do that. And that's okay. Like that, just be honest. That's the P part. Is it personal? Is it your dream? Or is it somebody else's? But when is there just going to be a time where your schedule just falls open to the place where it's easy to have a child? It's not.
It's never easy. It's never ever easy. So yeah.
That's where you have to decide and you have to say, yes, this is what I'm doing. And I'm going to make the adjustments to make it work in my life.
I love this. God, I could go on talking to you about this probably for another couple hours. I just absolutely love the conversation. Where can people find you?
You can go to takethedamntrip.com. And from there, you can get everywhere. You can join the community. You can find those summit interviews that we were talking about. Right. I have a course called Take the Damn Trip, which is not currently open, but you can join the waitlist for it. Mm-hmm. There's the t-shirts, everything. So just go to takethedamntrip.com.
Great.
And that'll link you out to everywhere.
Well, we will make sure to put that in our show notes. And I have one last question for you.
Oh, good.
If you look back, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self? One piece of advice.
One piece. Okay. I would tell them my favorite quote, which is, it's all going to be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Because truly,
that's good. I've never heard that one.
It's my favorite, and it's by Anonymous. I'm like, that's fantastic. I don't even have to remember it. But it is my favorite quote because I do think that when things are seeming really, really hard or really scary, I just have to remind myself that it's going to be okay in the end. Because you talked earlier, I can't remember exactly what you were talking about like making the decisions or things being hard and what do we do? But we never lose our resilience and we never lose our creativity. People will ask me sometimes, how do you plan for something to go bad? Like, how do you plan? Do you think I was going to sit around planning for my house to burn down or my husband to die? Like, I don't think you should. I think you should just know and trust that you have your creativity and resilience to guide you. And so it will all be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Man, that is a great quote. I'm literally going to write that down. It was really, really, really good because sometimes it just feels like, especially this last year. Well, Bevan, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a powerful discussion. And I hope that women, especially men too, but yeah, women, are able to start thinking about things. Number one, mindset. And number two, naming the thing. What do you want to accomplish? So what do you want to do? That's probably a better way. What do you want to do? So I'm going to be working that up myself. So thank you so much. It was great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much to Bevan for joining me today and sharing such a personal story, as well as giving us so much insight to start on our next big and crazy idea. If you're looking for even more support from Bevan and her resources, you will find her links available in our show notes at wickedawesomeyou.com/podcast. And if you liked what you've heard today, tap the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our incredible topics we have coming up. No doubt they'll help you discover the best way to put yourself in control of your health, wellness, beauty, and more. I am Jill Gilbert, your host. See you back here next week at Anti-Aging Uncensored.